Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, it was a second day of higher closes across the livestock complex yesterday. The WASDE report was certainly not bearish to livestock. Beef production is estimated to be higher for this year than estimated in February. However, beef imports are expected to be lower. So the report was considered neutral for cattle. The report is not a market mover anyway, but it may have had some influence on traders. Hog futures again established new contract highs in June and later yesterday. There is no price resistance as packers remain aggressive. The WASDE report was friendly to hogs as USDA reported lighter pork production during the second quarter of the year. However, there have been other indications that have suggested tighter supplies may very well be with us through the third quarter, if not the rest of the year. On the grains, lower wheat prices overnight as contracts give back all of yesterday's gains, and any momentum wheat may have been attempting to generate has been erased. The final settlements were encouraging considering the lack of changes provided by USDA on the March WASDE, although it's difficult to get too excited considering the downtrend still in place for winter wheat. The price strength seemed to stem from the cooler forecast working into the Great Plains during the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day time frames, even though solid moisture is being forecast this week. Solidly lower corn prices overnight with follow-through selling from yesterday's lower close. In general, May corn futures remain well inside the range, which has held trade since the middle of February, but whipsaw trade could become more prevalent inside the range. The volatility term structure of corn options suggests this range-bound type of affair could continue until the March 31st USDA reports. Weaker trade across the soy complex overnight with soybeans giving back all of yesterday's gains and some, while soybean oil has reversed from new contract highs set early yesterday in the evening session. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
At the close, April live cattle up 30 cents, 119.65. The June up 50 cents at 119.65. March feeder cattle up $1.80, 137.15. April up 2.40 at 142.07. April hogs up $1.05 at 88.35. May was up $1 at 90.77. Kansas City wheat, May up 4 3/4, 626.5. July up 4.5 cents, 632. Chicago wheat, May up 10 cents, 656 3/4. And July was up 7.5 at 648. May corn down 1 1/4 at 545 3/4. July is down 1 1/4, 534 3/4. May soybeans up 6 1/4, 1440. July's up 7 3/4 at 1426. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.